Sir Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Sacco family in memory of Joseph Sacco. We are in Emes V'Yatzev and we're up to the sentence, Emes V'Emuna Chok V'lo Ya'avor. We describe, all this is reflecting back on the affirmation, the statement we just said, the testimony of Shema, and the bridge between Shema, which is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, our accepting the dominion of Hashem, our submitting and surrendering to Him, and the Amidah when we will momentarily stand before Him in conversation, humbly asking for what we need. So what do these words mean? Emes ve'emuna, chok v'lo yavor. Emes means true. What's emuna? What are we talking about? Emes ve'emuna. What's emes ve'emuna? It's the name of the new sefer of the Kotzker's teachings on Chumash. But what is emes ve'emuna? It's true. It's emes ve'emuna. Chok v'lo yavor, it's a law. V'lo yavor, it is immutable. It's a perfect law. It's never abrogated. It's never reversed. It's never nullified. It's a chok v'lo yavor. So emes ve'emuna, emes we know. Chok v'lo yavor, what are we talking about? And what does it mean? And this is why we do sitter snippets, because of the words we say every day, where we can translate them, but it doesn't mean we comprehend them. So the Mefarshim explain emes is referring to Torah. Moshe emes v'sarasa emes. Moshe is emes, Torah is emes. Torah is emes. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. The Torah is the formula of creation. The Torah is authentic. It's true. The Torah is emes. What's emuna? Before Hashem explained, emuna is mitzvos. We have emuna in mitzvos. What does it mean that we have faith in mitzvos? We have to be obedient. We have to fulfill. We have to follow the mitzvos. What does it mean to have faith in the mitzvos? So the pasuk says, "Until him kol mitzvos secha emuna, all of your mitzvos emuna." The Sfarno explains, "Mechuvanos lahasekiyum nitzchi." It means that mitzvos, in certain times, in certain places, mitzvos seem inaccessible. We don't fully understand them. They don't make a lot of sense. We don't know why. It doesn't seem to fit with what's going on around us. So that's the chok v'lo yavor. It means even when we don't understand the reason for a mitzvah, emuna. That's where emuna comes in. So Torah's emes, when the Torah offers an observation on the human psyche and human behavior, the Torah's a prescription for life and living the world, it's emes. It's not negotiable, it's not debatable, it's true, it's authentic. It comes from the Melech Malchei Amlochim. Emuna, we have emuna in mitzvos. We have faith and we believe that even when we don't understand and even when we don't feel them working, so to say, there is emuna. We have faith that nonetheless they are the prescription from the ultimate rofe, from the ultimate doctor, from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. They are a chok v'lo yavor. Chok means we don't comprehend, but it is a rule. It's an immutable rule. It's a rule, lahavdil, like a rule of nature. The Almighty, the Ribbono Shel Olam, created rules of nature. Gravity. Gravity is not negotiable. Gravity doesn't sometimes happen, sometimes not happen. You can catch nature on a bad day, an off day, where you let go of something and it doesn't fall down. Gravity kicks in each and every day. Nature is a chok. V'lo yavor, Kodesh Baruch Hu set it in motion. And our amuna is in mitzvos, lahavdil, but like nature. That they're the natural, the spiritually nature of the world. And Kodesh Baruch Hu set it in motion, v'lo yavor, even when the reason seemingly no longer applies, the mitzvah is binding. We don't study tamei mitzvos, because we don't nullify. The mitzvah doesn't become irrelevant even when it feels like we can't understand. So emes is Torah. Ve'emuna is mitzvos. Chok v'lo yavor, the combination of the two, Torah and mitzvos, are immutable. V'lo yavor. Just like one can predict and anticipate, and one can offer a thesis, hypothesis, and evidence for the rules of nature, lahavdil, so too the rules of Torah. They are all the more true, immutable, irreversible, and non-negotiable. The Akedas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Arama writes that the word emes appears three times following Shema. We have emes v'yatziv, emes Elokei Olam, and then emes sha'atu Elokeinu. What does it mean these three things are emes? These three things are true, they're authentic, they're genuine. So the Akedas Yitzchak writes, each of these three uses of the word emes corresponds to a word in the opening sentence of Shema. The opening sentence, Shema is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. Shema is the statement of the unity of Hashem's existence. Our belief that Eino Milvado, there is nothing but Him. Everything is an extension, a creation of Him. And He's Achad. He's unified. There's a unity to Hashem's existence. So how does that work? He says, Shema, the word Shema means, we learned about this earlier in Siddur Snippets, Shema means not to hear. Shema means to comprehend, to understand. Shema Ka'ona doesn't mean to hear the words. You have to understand. You have to know what they mean. Shema means understand. So that corresponds with Emes V'Yatziv. Emes V'Yatziv means it's Emes, it's Yatziv, it's the truth. And this is the true understanding. Shema, hear and understand. Emes V'Yatziv, this is the understanding. After Shema comes the word Yisrael, the Jewish people. Jewish people are here for a mission and a purpose. Hashem didn't just free us from Mitzrayim. It's not only a freedom from, it is a freedom to. It's a freedom to serve Hashem, to fulfill a mission and purpose, to be an Ama Nivchar, to be a Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, to be a model for the world. And that corresponds with Emes, Elokei Olam Malkeinu, and so on. The relationship that Hashem has with us, Yisrael, is Emes Elokei Olam Malkeinu, that Hashem has renewed our contract for a reason, for a purpose, the Hanhaga of Hashem with Klal Yisrael. And then finally, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the end of Shema, the end of the opening sentence, is Ikar Kabbalos Amochu Shemaim, the core, the key, the central part of accepting the yoke of heaven is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and that is Emes Sha'atahu Hashem. Emes Sha'atahu Hashem is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, says the Akedah Yitzchak, the three Emes correspond with, we are essentially continuing to study and to unpack the sense of Shema through Emes. We're continuing to study and to unravel, to expand upon it, is its deeper meaning. I'll give you a little something to think about for tomorrow night's snippet. We're about to say, Malkeinu Melech Avoseinu, Goaleinu Goel Avoseinu, and then Yotzreinu Natsur Avoseinu. Why do we change for Yotzreinu? Malkeinu Melech Avoseinu, Goaleinu Goel Avoseinu, Yotzreinu Tsur should say Avoseinu. Why do we deviate with the word Yotzreinu? Think about that tomorrow morning. We'll come back to it tomorrow night.